Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says helping Australians with the cost of living crisis is one of the government's key priorities in this year's budget.
All of this global economic uncertainty, all of this intensifying pressure on Australians is a reason to do more, more urgently.
So what exactly is in the budget to help Australians who are feeling the pinch? Well, there's going to be a new $250 tax cut called the Working Australians Tax Offset. What that'll do is increase the tax-free threshold and help Aussie workers keep more of what they earn. But it won't hit your hip pocket until July 2028.
It makes the tax system fairer and stronger for workers.
A new instant $1,000 tax reduction will make claiming work expenses easier. It means workers can knock $1,000 off their taxable income without providing receipts. That's less paperwork and it'll save time and money at tax time, something which Michelle O'Neill from the Australian Council of Trade Unions says is a good thing.
All of this makes a difference when people are counting every dollar because of how hard the cost of living crisis has been.
The government's also going to increase the Medicare levy low income thresholds for singles, families, seniors and pensioners by 2.9% from this income year. That means more than a million Australians on lower incomes will continue to be exempt from the Medicare levy or pay a reduced levy rate. And medicines will be cheaper too, with new listings on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. All of this might sound good, but Cassandra Goldie from Australian Council of Social Service says for Aussies struggling the most, there's not enough in the budget for them.
One in three adults in Australia are on incomes below getting any benefit from the WATO. So if you're a person on the job seeker payment, if you're on youth allowance, disability support pension, you won't get any help at all.
And if you're wondering what the opposition thinks, well, Shadow Treasurer Tim Wilson says these proposed tax cuts won't last, as the Treasurer has a history of breaking promises.
He offers tax cuts or other different short-term measures, and then he turns around and inflates them out of existence. This is again by admission of his own budget documents. The tax cuts they took to the last election were wiped out by December. This new measure will be wiped out within 6 months.
Overall, the CEO of the Australian Industry Group, Inez Willox, reckons the budget missed the mark.
We think this budget could have done more overall. The government recognises tough times ahead. It might have worked as a budget 3 months ago, but we worry about the year ahead.
Opinions remain mixed on whether the measures will make a difference to people doing it tough, as Australians continue to face rising food costs and unstable fuel prices.